Blog Talk Radio.
Today's episode of the A New Day Show. I am your host, Dynamic Daphne, and I'm super excited about the episode that is supposed to come live in a minute. Reverend Terry Wilcox has been holding on in the virtual green room. We had a bit of technical difficulties, and I will be bringing him on live in a minute. And I want to welcome guests 5981 to the show. And before I do that, however, I just want to express some love and support for all the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy in New Jersey, New York, and some section of Connecticut. And what better person to have on this show tonight other than the executive director of the Bridgeport Rescue Mission, who is doing a phenomenal job. I know I've been following things on Facebook, and I noticed that even some of my friends and supporters and followers have loved ones in New Jersey and Staten Island who has lost homes. But I can just say thank God that they haven't lost their lives. And for those who have lost loved ones, my prayers are with you. I send you a virtual love hug, and I just want to tell you, hold on and press on, because this too shall pass. I am so proud of our country for pulling together. People from out of state in other cities and other towns are calling here in the Northeast to find out what can we do for the people. And may God continue to bless each and every one of you who continue to do so much. The workers who, some one lady wrote she had not seen her husband in 36 hours because he's out there helping to bring New York back to as normal as they can. So may God continue to bless them and to nourish them and to help them to just overcome this aftermath. I was very blessed, as I told someone, I didn't even have a dry branch fall on the floor, because, you know, I just prayed to God. I said, God, just protect us, protect our neighborhood, protect our state. We said, we are your children, Lord, and we know this is a natural disaster, but just protect us. And he protect us. He But other people were not as blessed, but we are still going to press through. I want to remind you that the chat room is open, and so you join us there. You can also call in to be part of the conversation. The number to do so is 646-915-8166. Again, 646-915-8166. And I want to read from one of my latest book that I co-authored, Celebrating 365 Days of Gratitude. And this is a time for us to continue to express gratitude. So I am going to read one now, and in the middle of the show, I'll read another one. This one is Gratitude for Murphy. And this came from Pamela Ann Simmons. And she writes, "Most of my young adulthood, I choose independent, low-maintenance cats for pets. One day, while rebuilding after divorce, I decided I wanted a dog, a poodle. So I found some available in a small town nearby. There I saw little Murphy, a 4-pound red poodle, playing with a black one and a white one. My friend said, 'Get that red one.' Murphy went with me everywhere. We spent endless hours walking in the vacant golf course, running amok in the sand traps, and racing on the freeways. He slept next to me at night, kept me company on lonely evenings, and helped me manage the stress of working days and grad school nights. When I eventually moved my office to my home, he cheerfully greeted clients and made them feel comfortable. He napped in my chair as I worked and then walked clients to the door to say goodbye. For 14 years, he was my bud. A year ago, last June, little Murphy's liver failed. He never failed me, though. I've been so sad and yet so grateful for his spirit, companionship, and loyalty. Cats are great in their unique way, but Murphy, he saved me." What a testimony and what a story. And for those of us who have pets, we can really relate with Pamela on that. Pamela, thank you for sharing that. And then I'm going to share something else later on. But I think I've had my honored guests holding on long enough. And we are going to bring on Reverend Terry live to the show. Reverend Terry, are you there?
Yes, I am, Daphne. It's good to be with you this evening.
Thank you so much, and thanks for your patience. You know, technology has a mind of their own. Again, I just want to thank you for taking time, because I know this week has been hectic there with everything you have been doing and have some equipment failing, but you all are still doing a phenomenal, phenomenal job there. So I'm honored to have you here as a representative from the Bridgeport Rescue Mission. So, would you please, because we did not have time in the busyness of everything that's going on, we had not posted your bio or resume. So, please brief the people about you, and then you can tell them about the rescue mission. So, tell them who Reverend Terry Wilcox is, please.
Well, Daphne, I'm a person who has the privilege of being the executive director at the Bridgeport Rescue Mission. And the Bridgeport Rescue Mission just shares the love of God with the homeless and the hungry and the addicted. And we do it 365 days a year. And it's been a delight this last week to be able to step up with some extra help in some of the communities that are so have been so badly affected by this storm, where people are in desperate conditions.
People probably hear me call you Reverend Terry, and you are an ordained minister. Prior to coming to the Bridgeport Rescue Mission, where were you, and why did you decide to come to be in the controls of the Bridgeport Rescue Mission, if you may?
Well, Daphne, I am an ordained minister, and I have spent 25 years pastoring churches.
Mm-hmm.
And 18 years in working with rescue missions, which are
mm-hmm.
working in the inner cities.
Mm-hmm.
And we moved here 11 years ago from Colorado Springs, Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife and daughter and I live in Bridgeport,
mm-hmm.
where the mission is. And
mm-hmm.
We have enjoyed very much being with the people
mm-hmm.
in this part of the country. And there's a lot of generous people here in Fairfield County, Connecticut.
Yes.
And
mm-hmm.
it's a delight to help them,
mm-hmm.
to help the less fortunate.
Mm-hmm. You know, I must let the listeners know, I have not known Reverend Terry for long, maybe about 2 months or so. I was privileged to go to one of their fundraisers. I don't know, I think that's your annual fundraiser banquet that you put on, and that was so well attended. But, you know, based on what the people that has introduced me to you, and I sit and I listen to all the conversation that I was privy to be a part of at that banquet that night, you are no ordinary director. You are someone that has a passion for what you are doing. And I have been told that the mission has seen tremendous growth under your directorship since you have been there for 11 years. Do you care to talk about that a little?
Well, God has blessed us in so many ways, and one of those ways is to bring together a wonderful staff of people who believe they're called of God to help meet the needs of hurting people. And it's a delight to oversee this operation and to realize that no one does it alone. It's a wonderful team.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen the mission grow in 11 years from a budget of just over, just less than $400,000 to
mm-hmm.
a budget of over $2.5 million and
mm-hmm.
a staff of 4 to a staff of 25. So God has blessed us wonderfully well, and at the same time, we've been able to expand our services to the point that last year in 2011, we gave away 620,000 meals.
My
and
God.
We have about anywhere from 110 to 130 people under shelter every night.
Mm-hmm.
We
mm-hmm.
give away tens of thousands of pieces of clothes. And we have a counseling program that operates it's a residential recovery program for those
mm-hmm.
suffering with addiction, and we're
mm-hmm.
able to take both men and women
mm-hmm.
in
mm-hmm.
Two separate locations. We call
mm-hmm.
it the New Life Discipleship Program,
mm-hmm.
and I think in the last 10 years or so, we've seen about 160 people graduate from that year-long program.
Mm-hmm. That was a blessing, because last Sunday, my girlfriend and I, we were blessed to witness the latest graduation ceremony and to listen to the testimonies and the stories of each of those graduates. And, you know, I don't think that the graduates saw it just as a mere program that they went through. They saw it as a home away from home, where they felt as if everybody there was family. And that's just what we saw there. And I think that's what our people need, Because it's okay to go through detox and everything, but if you don't feel as if you are part of the program, you are not going to be able to survive. I listened to that one gentleman who we sat at dinner and he did not know much English, but still he was so excited about the step he has made and what he's going to be looking forward to doing with his life and to have the opportunity to share the word of God with other people.
Well, he worked hard and applied himself. He couldn't speak English when he came in. And as you heard at the graduation, he gave most of his testimony speaking English. So he worked hard to learn that. And part of what we do in our program is not only teach about addiction and how to apply biblical principles to recovery, but also to help get people positioned so that they can go out and find a job and begin to take care of themselves and become a productive member in our society.
And I noticed as I listened to each of the graduates speak, there were people there from other states as well. So your doors are open to whomever needs it, regardless of whether they are from Connecticut or not?
That's correct. We don't have any stipulation as to where people come from. However, most of the people we work with come from this region of Connecticut, but we do on occasionally have people from neighboring states and neighboring towns and cities. Mm-hmm. So our scope is much broader than just Bridgeport. Matter of fact, our food service and clothing, we've been reaching out for 5 years into Norwalk, Connecticut, especially in the South Norwalk region, where we now have 7 food stops each week and distribute clothing there. And we receive some of our students into our program from the Norwalk area also.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. You mentioned about moving your budget from $400,000 to $2.4 million. Do you care to tell the listeners how much of that is federally funded or state funded?
Well, we're very happy that we've been able to operate our program for almost 20 years that the ministry has existed without any federal money or state money or city government money. It's funded entirely from private donations, mostly from individuals. We get about 7% of our $2.5 million budget comes from churches and about 6% from foundations, private foundations, and 3 or 4% from some companies, businesses. But the bulk of it comes from private individuals, mostly right here in coastal Fairfield County of Connecticut.
That speaks volume about the generosity of our people. And, you know, I want people to share this episode with others because there are times when you hear people complain that nobody's helping and nobody's doing this. There are lots of people who are helping and are lots of people that are doing amazing, amazing, amazing things. So I just wanted to just highlight that
I agree with you. Not only the generosity of financial contributions, but we have hundreds and hundreds of volunteers. So these are people who not only will give of their financial resources, but also their time and their talent, which oftentimes is a more expensive gift. On the 14th, we'll begin distributing to 3,000 families. We'll be giving them fixins for Thanksgiving dinner, a turkey, and coats. And that distribution will take us 7 days, about 350 people every day. And that entire operation is carried out by volunteers and by the students in our New Life Discipleship Program.
Mm-hmm. I noticed this year you want what, 15,000 turkeys or something? That was the quotes.
Right, but that's correct. We need 3,000 turkeys and 15,000 coats.
Right. So I keep spreading the word for that, and I wanted us to repeat that and, you know, let people know. When you think of you are only one service and you are looking for 15,000 coats, you know that there's a lot of need in our community. I remember one of the graduates mentioning last week that she was a bit naive because prior to coming to the mission, she had no idea that there were so many people in poverty. And
unfortunately, the city of Bridgeport, recent statistics in the newspaper tell us that 39.9% of the children in Bridgeport live below the poverty line. Across the state of Connecticut, 11 to 12% of the population live below the poverty line of $22,300 for a family of four. But in the city of Bridgeport, well over 25% of the people live below the poverty line.
My God, my God. And, you know, Bridgeport is surrounded by, you know, wealthy community. And I think I'm so proud that they are doing their share. I was privileged. I am one of the facilitators for the Commission on Children. And it's called the Parent Leadership Training Institute. And I taught there this past spring. And one of the ladies, they have an opportunity to do a community project. And one of the lady was doing a project around reading for a certain grade. And one of the things that came up in the discussion was that even in Bridgeport, and we had a conversation about the poverty level too and the high percentage, one of the things that the parents pointed out in the class was that some of the surrounding towns who are much more affluent, their children come into Bridgeport to use the library and the reading centers. And
well, we also, Bridgeport, Connecticut doesn't have a county government system, but Bridgeport is the county seat for the county of Fairfield. And so we have the county courthouse. We also have the federal courthouse. We have the two major hospitals in the area, and we have a couple of universities. So there's a lot of people coming into Bridgeport to avail themselves of what's there. We have the baseball stadium and also the arena where there's a great deal of entertainment. There's a baseball team and a hockey team. So Bridgeport is the largest city in the state, and but a sad statistic in Bridgeport is that less than half of the Bridgeport children graduate from high school.
You know, it's amazing. And we have to get back to the understanding that we are our brother's keepers. And I know for your organization, again, I'm so honored to have met you and to learn about the rescue mission, the Bridgeport Rescue Mission, and the amazing jobs that you all are doing. And it is such a model for the rest of the country. It is such a model that other cities can look at and to say communities can come together to look after their people, whether they are neighbors or they are residents in the same community. We don't always have to wait on the government. We can do it so long as we decide that we have the passion about what we need in our community. Together we can collaborate and do it.
Well, I agree with you, Daphne, that in our own hands are the answers to the needs of people. And if anyone wants to help the Bridgeport Rescue Mission, they can go online at bridgeportrescuemission.org and follow any prompts there. They can find out more information, how to volunteer, how to make a donation, or they can mail a donation to Post Office Box 9057.
Nine zero five seven
Bridgeport, Connecticut, and the zip code is 06601. Again, that's BridgeportRescueMission.org or Post Office Box 9057, area code 06, zip code 06601. But people working together accomplish great and wondrous things, and we're beginning to see that as people work at recovering from this horrible storm damage in, in our region.
Yes, yes, yes. Does the Bridgeport Rescue Mission cater to families, or it's just like single parents and the kids are men or women?
At this point in time, we do not have the facilities to take care of families. We would like to be able to do that. What we do have, we're in the midst of acquiring a building here in Bridgeport, which will allow us to be able to take women with children.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. You mentioned about the discipleship program. Would you like to give a bit more detail about the other programs that you offer?
Well, our programs are dealing with basic needs. Our whole ministry is based on the parable of Jesus in Matthew 25, the parable of the sheep and the goats, and where he implores his disciples to feed the hungry, clothe the naked, minister to those sick and in prison. And we have a large feeding program. As I mentioned, last year we gave out 620,000 meals. We do that with a meal service 365 days of the year, three times a day at the main campus at 1088 Fairfield Avenue. We also do that in our program houses where the students stay. And then we have pantry boxes where people come in and sign up every weekday afternoon, and we give out pantry boxes. And then we have two mobile kitchens that together make 14 food stops every week between Bridgeport and South Norwalk. So all of that together, we were able to give out 620,000 meals. So volume-wise, that by far is our largest program. We also give out tens of thousands of pieces of clothing. In addition to that, we operate a men's shelter and a women's shelter. And so we are in the shelter business, providing emergency shelter to men and women. And then our New Life Discipleship Program, as I mentioned, is a year-long residential recovery program. And one other thing that I think is important to know is that all of our services are provided free of charge. Mm-hmm. And we seek to meet the needs of those who are in poverty, and so it's all provided free, and it's all done without government tax money.
Thank God for that, Reverend Terry. You said the mission been in existence for 20 years. You said
yes. In the spring, we will celebrate our 20th anniversary, and I've been here for 11 years.
11 years out of the 20. Now, over these 20 years, you have hundreds and hundreds of students graduate. Has any of the students been back to pay back in any way?
Oh, it's a wonderful thing. We have students, former students, who are volunteers at the mission. Some of our former students are actually employed at the mission. And every now and then we have a former student come in the door or sends through the mail a financial contribution. So, yes, we see some of that. But the greatest payback, as far as we're concerned, is when we, in the general course of a business week, we often run into former students who are employed and we're in their places of work, and they come up and thank us and tell us what year they graduated. And that's what the greatest thanks we see is when they've been reunited with family and they're back, they found a job and they've got safe housing and are doing well.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Okay, I want to just give you a minute to take a sip of water. I'm going to play one song that I think will be an encouragement to everybody who have been devastated by the storm. Then I'm going to read what I'm grateful for, and then I'll come back into conversation with you, okay?
That'll be fine.
My matter shall be greater than my past. I will be blessed more than I can ask. Like of all that has been done, my best is yet to come. And my ladder shall be greater. My ladder shall be greater. My ladder shall be greater than my past. My ladder shall be greater than all of my past. I will be blessed more than I can ask. All that has been done, my best is yet to come, and my ladder shall be greater. My ladder shall be greater. My ladder shall be greater than my past.
Yes, that's the melodious voice of Elder Pierre Moranzo. Your latter will be greater. So don't worry about all the devastation that you have been hit with now, because your latter is going to be so much greater than what's happening now. If you have just joined us, I am in conversation with the Reverend Terry Wilcox, who is the Executive Director of the Bridgeport Rescue Mission. And if you or your family or anyone has benefited in any way, we want you to call in 646-915-8166 and just speak some love and support for the mission, or ask any question you want of the Reverend Terry Wilcox. So before I go back to Reverend Terry, I want to read one more entry from Celebrating 365 Days of Gratitude. And this comes from Days Lenskoff. What am I grateful for? What am I grateful for? At 72, I am able to get up every morning knowing that I am still alive and able to work at helping people with their problems. I love coaching, hypnotizing, and teaching no matter what their age. what that they can change their reality with speed, ease, comfort, and joy by changing their attitude. They can learn to live thinking the glass is half full, not half empty. Each day, I give thanks for the life I have lived, sharing my experiences with those who can draw inspiration from them. I teach that if you are adaptable, you can weather any storm that comes into your life. Perhaps sometimes bruised, but with the ability to enjoy where you are and how you are living. Each day, I give thanks for my husband, to whom I have been married for 20 years. The lessons we have taught each other are precious. As we have grown in love each other more each day. Each day, I give thanks for my health and my ability to get along in life, enjoying my lifestyle. I know anyone can be this way with a positive change in your attitude. Thank you, Dice, for that great entry. And what a reminder it is. I oftentimes tell people that, clients or anyone I'm working with, I said, we have the ability to rewrite the script of our life anytime we want, because we have power in our words and we can write that script. And it's the same thing that Dice is affirming here. So again, the lines are open. I want to hear you call in. The number to call is 646-915-8166. We have 50 minutes remaining in this conversation and we would love to hear from you. So now I go back to my honored guest. Reverend Terry, are you there?
Yes, I am, Daphne. I appreciated the song. I want you to hear about hope, and hope is a powerful and a blessed force.
Yes, yes. It's just amazing because there are so many people in the world now that's just down and out, and I tell people, you got to have hope. It doesn't matter what is happening. If you are hopeless, you are throwing in the towel. So, and that's why I'm so excited about what I do. A lady wrote a note on Facebook to me. She posted something on my page, and I did not appreciate it. And I sent her a note and said, I don't tolerate those kind of posting in my space, because I said, I am extremely protective of my brand. I told her, I said, you know, I am a servant. And I'm not really concerned about people's political affiliation. I say, I'm here to educate and empower. So I say, don't you mess with my space like that. And she thought I did not know who she was. And she was reminding me who she was, because at one time we shared offices in the same building. And I said, I know who you are. And one of the things she said she remembered about me, every day I had so much energy, she said, and I don't know where you got that energy from. I say, you should see me now. Since I gave up red meat, I know I have energy. So I'm always...
hope is a wonderful thing, and what you say about it, it sort of begs the question of where do you get your hope from, or what do you base your hope on?
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
We, you know, hope is a powerful force, but it leaves us with the question, well, then, I like the sound of that, but where do I get some?
And I tell people, until you become so committed to your spiritual well-being, you are not going to be able to find hope, because that's not something you can go to the therapist and get. It's not something you can get from your spouse or your significant other. It is not something that is in your legacy line. That is something that we have to press into our Creator for, because that's where it is.
For me, personally, my source of hope is the promises of God.
Yes.
That's what builds hope in my life, is mm-hmm. the promises of God.
Because, you know, when I'll turn my back on you and you'll turn my back on me and all the other people turn around, He never turns His back on us. He's so faithful. He's always there waiting. I was talking to my son this morning, and you know, he's going through some rough time now, and I was pointing back to him about some things that happened when he was a boy. And I said, you remember how you used to be standing on the prayer line when we go to revival services to ask the people for prayer? I said, now that's what you need to do. You need to press in and begin to pray for yourself and know that God is faithful. God
is
faithful, and He had a turnaround miracle just yesterday, and He called me, and in the tears, He said, Mommy, God is so good. I said, I know that. I'm glad that you still finding out how good He is. And, you know, it's not a religious hype, because I tell people, regardless of what building you go into to worship and whatever sign is on the door, if you never go into a building again to worship, your relationship with God has to be so tight that nothing can break you and take away your hope from you. So that was my little spiel for right now.
Yeah.
So what should we be looking for, other than all the magnificent things that you are doing now? I know you are looking for growth and expansion. You spoke about acquiring the other building. And what other programs, if any, are you looking to implement?
Well, right now we're looking at this great Thanksgiving festival, for which we need 3,000 turkeys and 15,000 coats. So we're hoping that people will donate those turkeys and coats, whether they get their service club together or their church group or their school class or their neighbors, and collect a bunch of coats and turkeys and either bring them to us or tell us where we can come and get them. And again, they can contact us at bridgeportrescuemission.org or Post Office Box 9057, Bridgeport, Connecticut, 06601.
Yeah, and I think one of the things I told people too, if for those who are out of state, they can always send the stuff UPS and it will be dropped off there. So there's no limit to where the donations are coming from. So, you know, let us be generous. We realize what's going on with the aftermath of Sandy now. So it's like double and triple and quadruple that is needed. And I know you're going to get it. There is no doubt that the people are going to come through. So you're not going to be short. I remember one gentleman said, last year, he called up his golfing buddies, and he has a mailing list of his golfing buddies, and he called them and told them how much turkey he wanted, and he said, I will pay for the turkey with my credit card, and you can give me the money back when we get to golf. And he said he was going around with his pickup truck to every supermarket, emptying out their freezer with all the turkey. And he said people was astonished. They're just looking at them wheeling out the carts, upon carts of turkeys. And this is why people continue to be blessed. Because, you know, in Fairfield County, people are not selfish. They know what it means to be generous. They know what it means to be generous. We have 42 minutes remaining. Is there anything we have not touched on yet that you would like to segue into now?
Well, we are also acquiring a building where we can house women and children.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a significant expense. And so this time of year, we're always looking for financial contributions and support also.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that, I don't know, perhaps there's somebody out there with a question or two.
Right. I keep saying there is none coming from the chat room. And I want to remind people, please call in. The number is 646-915-8166. Remember, guys, there are no stupid questions. As a matter of fact, yes, there is. The only stupid one is the one that has not been asked. So call in, ask your questions, share your experience, a word of encouragement, word of wisdom, whatever it is. We would like to hear from you. So again, the number is 646-915-8166. And until they call us in or until they type a question from the chat room, what gender you would say uses the mission most if there is a higher percentage of any one gender?
Well, a few years ago, I would have answered that question differently.
Mm-hmm.
I would have said that the majority of our clients are men.
Mm-hmm.
But in recent years, we have so many families and so many women and children,
mm-hmm.
that it's really getting almost half and half, men and women and children.
Mm-hmm.
Many times in our dining room at the mission, there'll be as many or more women and children than men. But the number in our program, we have program spots for 34 men and for 15 women.
Mm-hmm.
And we're getting ready, if and when we get this other building up and running, we'll be able mm-hmm. to increase the number of women. But missions have traditionally served more men than women, but that's
mm-hmm.
changing in recent years.
Yes, yes. What do you think has brought about the change, Reverend Terry?
Well, certainly we've seen a vast increase in the number of people needing our services over the last 4 years, and I think that is directly attributed to the financial difficulties in our country.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not an economist, and whether you call it a recession or whatever,
mm-hmm.
the fact is there's a lot of people that are hurting financially. At the
mm-hmm.
same time, we live in a part of the country where our utility costs are among the highest in the country,
mm-hmm.
and our gasoline is among the most expensive in the country. So even when a family may have one or two people working, if it's a minimum wage job, you can be working two or three jobs and still not have enough money to provide yourself or your family
mm-hmm.
with the basics by the
That's
time
right.
you pay the rent and the heat bill and
the
food,
child care.
It's gone.
And child care too. For some people have to pay child care too, and that is taking a chunk out of their money. Come on, guys. Type a question for me to ask Reverend Terry. Call in 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. We have a mere 38 minutes remaining. So that's a lot of time for you to ask all your questions. Now, you're acquiring that building that's going to be for the women and children.
That's
so
correct.
What else would you like to put on your wish list if you have not yet already put something on it for the mission?
Well, we need a new cargo van, a
mm-hmm.
panel truck, delivering food to all these different spots. We're often looking for vehicles, and we get some donated. Oftentimes,
mm-hmm.
There's only a year or a couple years of service left in them, and we
mm-hmm.
have a couple of truck-type vans that they're past worn out, and we need
mm-hmm.
to replace them. So we're looking for either the contribution of a used vehicle that's in good shape or the funds to help purchase one.
Mm-hmm. Or from our mouth to God's ears, there are lots of dealership around here who could write off a brand new one and give it to you. So, and you're looking for freezers on something, or have those been back up working?
Well, we've got our freezers all working. We did.
Thank God.
We did have to purchase another generator, and we are looking for funds to purchase a large generator that can be permanently hooked up to our larger freezer, because, as you can imagine, providing 620,000 meals in a year, you've got to have a lot of food in storage. And so that becomes a critical issue when you have power outages like we've had the last 3 or 4 years. So we've decided that if and when we can, we're going to permanently hook up a generator to the freezers.
Does the mission has a farm, like a community farm?
No, we do not. It'd be one of my dreams that we might one day have a farm in the country where we could also provide work for the men and women who are in the New Life Discipleship Program. One of the things they could learn would be some agricultural work and marketing.
There are lots of empty land up there in Bridgeport. So the city should give it to the mission so they can grow some organic farm, and they'd be having healthy food not only for the mission but for the community as well. And even, I was privileged about 3 weeks ago. I went to a presentation, a nutritional presentation, and they demonstrated a tower, what they called a tower garden, which is something that was invented by the gentleman from Disney that does the Epcot Center, those gardening at the Epcot. And he invented this thing that even if you live in a condominium, you can put this tower in there and grow your own organic vegetables with no soil, only water. And the thing, I think, is like $500, but all the people who have used it has been so excited. The lady said the vegetables are better than the organic ones I used to buy. She said, I can take it from my tower to my plate. I don't have to wash it because there's no pesticides and things like that. So I strongly feel that as a community, we need to get into growing a lot of things for ourselves. And that's why the local farmers are so important.
Well, Daphne, I grew up on a farm in western Pennsylvania, and I couldn't agree with you more. There's I've had a garden in my backyard in most of the places we've ever lived. So we enjoy not only eating it, but there's something about working and watching something grow.
Grow, yes.
It's amazing.
Yes, yes, yes. I want to give you an opportunity right at this minute to give out the contact information again slowly. Then I'm going to ask you to let us begin to summarize our conversation. And if a call come in, we will break the summary and take the call. And then at the end again, I want you to give the contact information out. Just do it a bit slowly, because people who are getting the information from the archives, I want them to be able to write it down.
Well, for those who are using computers, you can go to www.bridgeportrescuemission.org. And that's all just case, one lowercase letters, run it all together, bridgeportrescuemission.org. Or you can contact us by mail through Post Office Box 9057, Bridgeport, Connecticut, zip code 06601.
Okay, all right. So we have 32 minutes remaining, and we are going to begin to summarize. Unless we, unless you have something else that you would like to touch on before we go into summary.
No, I think we've covered an awful lot of information, and a lot of people don't realize that the Bridgeport Rescue Mission also works in South Norwalk, and we highlighted that. So I've covered some of the more relevant information that's current.
Okay, great. So let us just summarize. Let's give people some bullet points that you want to leave them with. Volunteers are always needed. On all of those, just give them some bullet points that you would like to leave them with, Reverend Terry.
Well, all of our services, whether it is the clothing, the emergency shelter for men and women, the food services, or the New Life Discipleship Recovery Program, all those services are provided free of charge. Also, all of our financial support comes from private donations, some from churches, some through some foundations, but no tax money, no tax money from federal, state, or local. And also, we are volunteer-driven. We have hundreds of volunteers, and you can find out about how to volunteer and what opportunities are there for volunteers by going on the website, BridgeportRescueMission.org, and follow the prompts concerning volunteers. And we are in the business of sharing the love of God with the homeless and the hungry and the addicted. And we are a Christian faith-based organization. But you need not ascribe to our faith in order to find clothing or shelter or food. It's given freely to all and to any who come. And if you are interested in the New Life Discipleship Program, we have a high degree of success with people who complete the program. And again, if you're suffering from addiction, you're not likely to find very many free programs, and ours is free. Several of our staff, not only most of them college educated, several of them have master's degrees, and they're quite experienced and quite capable. So we have a lot to offer the underprivileged who are suffering because of homelessness or the need for clothing or food, or are suffering from addiction.
We still have 29 minutes remaining. One of the things that I don't think I had asked you, because I can't recall, let's say somebody is listening to this show, this broadcast, and they realize that they are in need of recovery help. Can they just walk in, or they need to be referred to the mission?
They can just walk in. However, they may not be able to see one of the counselors right then and there. So it's helpful if they call ahead and make an appointment with one of the counselors. And the phone number at the mission, it's a 203 area code. Again, that's 203. And the mission's number is 333-4087. Again, that's 333-4087. And just identify themselves as someone who's looking to know about the recovery program, and they'll be referred to one of the counselors who does. There needs to be an intake interview, and we usually ask people to come in, meet with a counselor, and the counselor will go over the program, the scope of it, and the plan, and then see if the person is interested in coming into that program. So that's how that would begin. We do get referrals oftentimes, even from some of the judges who are adjudicating some of the drug cases. We mm-hmm. get referrals from the probation department. We get referrals from local pastors. Mm-hmm. And but you do not have to have a referral to come and see us or to come and by way of telephone.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. We have 27 minutes remaining, so we need to work that out. We can call in somebody 646-915-8166, and I want to see. All right, I am going to play one more song, and this one is called I Will Rise.
Well, it's about that time again. Can somebody say with me tonight, show me your glory? That's what we want tonight. We want to enter into the glory. As I just said, we're here to praise and we're here to worship God. But we're here to enter into the very presence and the glory of God. We say tonight, great is the Lord. 1 Chronicles 16:25 declare his greatness, for it says, great is the Lord and most worthy of our praise. Psalms 48:1 says, great is the Lord in the city of our God and his holy nation. But one of my favorites is Psalms 99:2 says, great is the Lord. He is exalted above all the nations. And all the nations declare his glory. Oh, if the Brazilians were here tonight, they would say, grande es, Señor. If the Nigerians were here tonight, they would say, Oluwa Tobi Loba. If the French were here tonight, they would say, grande este la Señor. If the Spanish were here, they would say, grande es a Señor. If Germans were here tonight, they would say, ich der Lobgrob. If the Italians were here, they would say, grande a il Signore. If the Dutch were here, they would say, Groot is Lord. In every language, in every tongue, in every culture, in every country, it's still the same. Great is the Lord. Great is the Lord. And worthy is his name. Get ready now as Shekinah glory leads us into the glory.
Well, I tell you, that was not the one I wanted to play, but I thought that was on time. Because with everything that's going on now, we still have to give God the glory. We still have to give God the glory. All right, so I am in conversation with the Reverend Terry Wilcox of the Bridgeport Rescue Mission. So here is winding down time, and this is your time to call in and ask a question or say something about the work that they are doing over there in Bridgeport. And the number to call is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. I am going to play one more song because I know the mission is asking for turkey. They're asking for coats. They're asking for money to fix the vehicles or replacement of the vehicles. So I'm going to ask you guys to just say yes to whatever it is that you can do. And here is say yes.
Ask the person next to you, would you still say yes? Will your heart and soul say yes? If I told you what I really need, would your heart and soul say yes? Now will your heart and soul say yes? Yes. Will your spirit still say yes?
Say yes. Yes.
God is saying, there is more that I require
of you.
Will your heart
so
say yes? Will your heart
so
say
yes?
Yeah. I'll do what you want me to do. yeah, Jesus. My soul says yes, Jesus. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. He's saying there's more that I require of me.
Yes, yes, yes. I pray that you will find it in your heart to say yes to the Bridgeport Rescue Mission and yes to all the other calls that are going out for the aftermath and the devastation of Sandy. So, I mean, everybody can do a little something. It doesn't have to be a lot, but whatever it is, we pray that you'll find it in your heart to say yes. Yes to something. I mean, even to going over to volunteer, whatever it is that you can do, I encourage you to say yes. Reverend Terry, we have 15 minutes. What would you like to say?
Well, I agree with you, Daphne. I think yes is such a powerful word, mm-hmm. and it's such a powerful response.
Mm-hmm.
People need to say yes to mm-hmm. receiving God's love and his grace.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's interesting, God's design for us. Here's the one who created us and designed mm-hmm. us and who redeemed us.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus, regardless of what you think about the man Jesus and his divinity,
mm-hmm.
you have to recognize that Jesus has affected the whole world
yes.
in the last 2,000 years more so than anyone else.
That's
and
right.
He's
That's
the
right.
one. He's the one who said, it's more blessed to give than it is to
receive. Yes, yes.
You know, and that blessed comes from the word shalom. And
mm-hmm.
shalom is often translated, it's a Hebrew word, and it's translated into the English word peace.
Mm-hmm.
But the English word peace is a rather, it's an inferior word to translate the concept of shalom. Shalom
mm-hmm.
means more than just the cessation of hostility.
Mm-hmm.
Shalom means wholeness of being.
Yes.
It means completedness.
Mm-hmm.
And here is Jesus telling us that the greater wholeness of soul, the greatest well-being comes from being givers rather
mm-hmm.
than takers.
Yes,
and I really,
yes.
It's a sad thing that so many people do not realize that. I mean,
mm-hmm.
personally experience and come to know the dynamic truth behind God's plan for us mm-hmm. to be givers.
Yes, yes. That is so true. That
and
is
there's so
true.
Many ways
yes.
to give.
Yes, yes. No one way. Everybody have something. Somebody, it's a smile, it's a hug, it's a handshake, it's a kind word, material thing. Everybody can give something. You know, it's
One of the things that you see coming out of such a tragedy as this storm has brought to so many people is that you hear about the acts of giving, the acts of love and sympathy. And the people coming from other parts of the country. I just, an hour ago, I had a phone call from a friend of mine in Maryland who runs a ministry. And they have some trucks and trailers that they're loading up to bring up into the New Jersey coastal area
mm-hmm.
in order to help. And
yes.
Here's a farmer living in Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
who's reaching mm-hmm. out to the people in the other states. And
yes, yes.
I'm excited about what he's doing.
Oh,
and
yes,
glad to
yes.
be doing it because he's someone who has discovered that indeed Jesus was telling us the truth when he said
That's
the greater
right.
blessing is in
mm-hmm.
giving.
In giving. You know, I grew up in Jamaica, West Indies, where you know, my father was a farmer, and I remember when our family would butcher a pig and somebody else would butcher a goat, and they would exchange meat, and they cut up and they give to each other. So if you butcher a pig. The other family doesn't have to go to the meat market to buy. They were giving each other, you know? And that is an amazing, amazing thing when we get the true understanding of what it is about giving.
Yeah.
It's very, very important. I want you to please take this opportunity to give the contact information again, please.
Well, through the computer, you can go to www.BridgeportRescueMission.org, and that'll tell you all about us. There's videos to watch. There's prompts that take you to different pages. You can find out how to volunteer, and also you can make financial contributions at BridgeportRescueMission.org, or you can mail us at Post Office Box 9057, Bridgeport, Connecticut, 06601, or call us by telephone at 203-333-4087.
All right. And listen, guys. Oh, you all let me down. Nobody phoning, but I love you all. I know you all are listening there. And you're going to pass this segment on. You're going to share with somebody. And you are going to find something that you can do to support the Bridgeport Rescue Mission. I want to take this opportunity, Reverend Terry, if you don't have anything else to say. I want to thank you so very much for coming on and for investing in my listeners on a Sunday evening when I know you could have been spending time with your family, but you saw it fitting to come and invest in what I'm doing.
Daphne, I appreciate you and what you're doing, and it's a delight to have gotten to know you, and my best to your listeners, and I hope and pray that that many of them know the God who gives us reason for hope and know the joy of giving. And and those who don't, I pray that they will continue to seek until they find him.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, every time I sign on to this radio show, we give people an opportunity to get to know him, because I am not sugarcoating what he has done in my life and continues to do. And it is my mission to make sure that everyone finds out about how precious he is. So again, I thank you. I honor you for the great work that you are doing over there in the Bridgeport area. And I'm just a phone call away. If anything that you have for me to do, please pick up the phone and call me and let me know. I'm only 40 or 30 something minutes away. So I honor you. I keep the project in prayers. I'll keep the volunteers prayed up, the staff members and everybody. And I just say, go ahead.
I appreciate your comments, and they're very encouraging, but I would remind you that I have a wonderful team of other men and women who work together to make all this happen here in Bridgeport and South Norwalk. And God has sent us some wonderful servants, and they work hard, long hours, above and beyond the call of duty, and this is a very busy time of the year for us.
Yes.
We do have one major concern, and that is that our direct mail campaign, which is responsible for raising a good bit of our money, there's about 120,000 pieces of mail right now that are delayed in the postal the postal facilities in New Jersey and New York, which are without power. So our appeal letters aren't getting out to the people when they should have this week.
Wow. So we're going to pray that something happens quickly, and that even that they are going out a little late because they are long behind, that they will get priority on the top of the mail when they get to the people, because the people probably were expecting them. And, you know, those who were expecting them, and because they have done it repeatedly, they can still go to the post office and put their donation in. So they know that it's coming and they know where to send it. So we'll pray for them to take that action and just send it in. But we know all is going to be well with the Bridgeport Rescue Mission, because it has been going. And I just want to thank all the other staff people that support what you're doing there and work as such a magnificent team, because any good leader is only as good as the team that supports them. And you have a great you have a great team there that supports you, and that's why you are as strong as executive director as you are. So I compliment and congratulate each and every man and woman over there, whether it's a volunteer or it is a paid staff member. So again, Reverend Terry, I want to thank you so, so, so very much for joining me. And I look forward to see you when we get on the set of the A New Day show on the 13th.
I look forward to that, Daphne. It's been very good to be with you tonight.
Thank you. God bless you. And now we are going to play our closing song. Remember to join me on Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. And remember, you were called for a destiny. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. So our closing song is Follow Your Destiny.
Hallelujah. You will open that business and direct it.
my destiny.
My destiny.
I know what I'm here for.
I know my
tell the Lord, thank you.
Destiny.
Hallelujah. For every trial that came with the slave. Hallelujah. For every struggle that came with the slave. I'm mighty grateful. I said I'm mighty grateful. See the breaking of day. It's destiny. That I know what I know what I know what I'm here for. Oh, yeah. Oh, for showing me to the Lord tonight and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. He's a strong God. You may not be able to touch him right now. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody. You're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change